now we are looking at what the Word of God will do for you. First thing that the Word of God will do, it will produce spiritual growth. Let's look at the passage this morning, 1 Corinthians verse 5. What after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their labor. For we are co-workers in God's service, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Y después de todo, ¿qué es Apollos? ¿Y qué es Pablo? Nada más que sus servidores por medio de los cuales ustedes llegaron a creer, según lo que el Señor le asignó a cada uno. Yo sembré, Apollos regó, pero Dios ha dado el crecimiento. Así que no cuenta ni el siembra ni el que rega, sino solo Dios, quien es el que hace crecer. Y el que siembra y el que rega está al mismo nivel, aunque cada uno será recompensado según su propio trabajo. En efecto, nosotros somos colaboradores al servicio de Dios, y ustedes son el campo de cultivo de Dios, son el edificio de Dios. Vamos a orar. Señor, damos gracias por su palabra. Gracias por su palabra que nos enseñe, que nos ayude, que nos da aliento cada día. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, for your word today. And I thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in what you are doing in our lives, in our homes, in our hearts. Be with us this morning as you open your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This Bible, this Word of God that you hold in your hands is a seed, and God planted it in you. And God, it's God's design and it's God's purpose that this Word would grow in you and you would achieve maturity, you would achieve fruit. Y dicen que las plantas tienen que llegar a la madurez. Cada uno de nosotros tenemos una flor y la palabra de Dios quiere crecer entre nosotros. Para demostrar la gloria del Señor, todos los colores que el Señor tiene está en ti, está en la palabra. Pero es nuestra responsabilidad a permitir que se crezca. It's our responsibility to allow the Word of God to grow in our lives. We don't want to be seeds the rest of our life. We don't want to be hard the rest of our life. We want to begin to grow, and we begin to open up and let the beautiful colors that God has within us. You might remember the story, and as I begin my sermon this morning, I just, by way of introduction, I want to just share with you a scripture you may be very much familiar with it. In Matthew chapter 13 and verses 1 through 9, the story Jesus told about the sower went out and he threw some seed on the ground. Si te crees, el sembrador, él fue al campo y él tiró unas semillas. Y dice la palabra de Dios que la semilla cae en varios lugares. Alguno el camino que era duro, otros lugares rocosos que era difícil de crecer, otros entre las malas hierbas. Pero hay algunas semillas que cayeron en la buena tierra, que era fértil. You remember that story when the sower went out and he began to throw the seed. And some fell on the rocky soil, some fell on the hard ground, some fell among the weeds, and some fell on the very fertile soil. And Jesus explains that the Word of God is the seed. Y Cristo dijo que la palabra de Dios, la palabra predicada, la palabra leída, la palabra presente es una semilla. Pero cada uno recibe la palabra diferente. But people receive the Word of God differently. There are some people that when the Word of God comes, it hits them and it just falls short because they are hard of heart. There are some that receive the Word of God and they receive it with great joy and they're excited. But yet the excitement grows off when the worries of money and of fear and of love and solitude and being alone, and they begin to compromise their life, and then the seed that was planted, the enemy comes and snatches it away. And there was also some who received the Word of God with joy, but yet the fears of life got come over them and begin overtaking them, and then begins choking that seed, and there is no room and no place for that seed to grow. ¿Y ustedes recuerdan la historia? Que por los dudas, los temores, no pueden crecer este semilla que estaba plantado en aquella persona. Aquí se dijo, esta es la palabra de Dios como una semilla que debe crecer en cada uno de ustedes. And so the Word of God goes on and he explains all these things. But how is it, hermanos, that we can allow the Word of God to grow in our lives? ¿Qué es la manera que la palabra puede crecer? Y yo sé que es la intención y el deseo de cada uno de ustedes de ver la palabra crecer en su vida. So how do you do that? Well, you have got to allow God to do surgery. Y a veces el Señor debe que quitar las rocas de su vida. A veces el Señor debe que quebrar su corazón. Quizás por una enfermedad, quizás por de perder un amado, quizás de perder un trabajo. Quizás de perder una persona que era importante en su vida y su corazón está totalmente quebrado. Está bien porque el Señor quiere que la palabra penetre su vida. It's okay if that happens. It's okay if you experience loss and suffering in life and your heart feels like it's being torn apart and it's broken. It's okay. God is doing work because he wants the Word of God to be planted into your heart. How many times have we heard the testimonies of famous people who lost their job, their career, their home, their spouse, their family, and finally were able to hear the Word of God for the very first time in their life. Hay muchas personas que han perdido todo nomás para recibir la palabra del Señor sembrado en su corazón. See, there are hindrances that keep us from the Word of God to grow. Hay ciertos obstáculos, hermanos, que siempre está alrededor de nosotros. Pero hermanos, la palabra de Dios es una semilla. Es algo que debe que estar sembrado. Es algo que tiene un inicio, una introducción en su vida. It's something that you must receive. It's something that you must take. It's something that you must be introduced to. Many of you might not be used to reading the Bible every day. You might be used to turning on the television and trying to get some information, trying to get some hope by watching all those infomercials, you know? Thinking one day you're going to be skinny and rich and all that other kind of stuff. You know, that's what you're looking for. But the Bible is all the information that you need, and you have to begin to learn to cultivate, to learn, to break it up and to use it. I remember when I was a young man seeking the things of the Lord, and I remember sitting in the tree, I began reading the Bible. I didn't really understand it, but I just kept reading. I remember I was reading the book of Acts. And there was a person, I guess he was a nice person, you know, really trying to help me, but he came along and he said, I know you really want to know God and seek God, but why are you reading that? You don't understand it. In fact, it's better if you don't read it because you might misunderstand it and go off and do something crazy. And I remember he discouraged me from reading the Bible. Yo recuerdo yo de niño, traté de leer y comprender. Yo sé que es difícil a veces de leer y entender. Y una persona quizás con un buen corazón me dijo, no, no debes que leer porque si mal interpretes, vas a causar muchos problemas en su vida. Pues yo como niño, yo paré de leer la palabra del Señor. Pero hermanos, en este caso, ¿quién de nosotros va a decir a nuestros hijos? Hijo, ¿qué estás leyendo? Pues mi libro de qué maestría. Pues mi libro de matemática. ¿No entiendes? No, mira, no lo lees porque si te confundes, no puedes entender la matemática, ¿verdad? You know, well, how many of your parents who say, hey, don't read your chemistry book, you might misunderstand it. Don't read your mathematic book, you know, you might misunderstand it. Why don't you stay at home and just watch TV, you know? How many of us do that? Don't raise your hands, but how many of you would do that? None of us would. And the Word of God needs to be read and understood and put into practice. And we need to understand these things. It's very easy to understand. You have the Old Testament, you have the New Testament. You have the prophets, you have the law, you have poetry. You have the Gospels, you have the epistles, you have the last book of the Revelation, which might be a little bit hard to understand, but if you understand all the rest of it, the rest will fall into place. Es fácil, hermanos, de entender si uno como estudiante llega a la palabra del Señor y abrirlo con un corazón sincero y pide que el Señor le enseñe y el Señor le puede enseñar. Entonces, hermanos, si ustedes quieren aprender más y crecer y permitir que la palabra crezca en ustedes como un flor con toda su hermosura, es importante que entendamos lo que es la palabra y que nos podemos en práctica. Well, there's a way that God wants to do this great work in your life. And that's what we're going to look about today. The Word of God is designed to grow in you. Now, how does this happen? We look at the hindrances to God, the things that cause the Word of God not to grow, but we look at the things that do allow God to grow. Do you know that God's Word grows in you with good workers? Good workers in the field. We already read that the Bible says that God wants to grow a harvest in you, and you are God's harvest. And when the Word of God comes to you, your character changes, your language changes, your bad habits change. Everything about your life begins to change because now you are involved daily with the Word of God and this seed is beginning to grow in you. Thank the Lord I'm not the same man my wife married 25 years ago. Why? Because the Word of God has been growing in me and now I'm beginning to mature and develop in different ways. That's because the Word of God is growing and developing. Gracias a Dios que no estamos el mismo hasta unos 20 años atrás. Si la palabra está creciendo en nosotros, no somos los mismos como 20 años atrás. Quizás hay algunos que todavía en 10 años no ha crecido ningún pedazo. So many people have not changed one little thing in their life over 10 years. Why? Because they've not allowed the Word of God to grow. But the Word of God will grow in you if you have good workers. But understand that it's God working in you, not the workers. God sends people to encourage you. God sends people to help you. God sends people to love you. God sends people to pray for you. God sends people who are going to influence you to grow in the Lord and in His Word. But those people aren't the Lord. And those people are not the Word. It's the Word of God growing in you. Look at what he says. Two men, very, very famous, very, very important in the Scriptures, Apollos and Paul. What then, after all, is Apollos? What then is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each task. ¿Quién es, después de todo, quién es Apolos y quién es Pablo? Nada más que tus servidores por medio de los cuales ustedes llegaron a creer. Hay obreros, hermanos, que tienen un propósito muy importante en su vida, que enseñar y ayudarle y de entender, pero es la palabra de Dios que lleva convicción, que lleva convicción. Now, there have been people who have been under my ministry, have come to this church for many years, and they no longer attend. And they're no longer doing the same things they used to do. It's almost like they never even knew the Lord. And someone would say, Pastor, you know, that person, I haven't seen him in many years. In fact, I heard he's not doing so good. I thought he was your disciple. I thought he was a student. I thought he was a member of your church. I thought you spent time with him. I thought you prayed with him. I thought you were, he was a disciple of you. To which I say, yes, he was a member. He was a friend. He was a worker. He was a disciple. In fact, he was my disciple. But he wasn't the Lord's disciple. Perhaps he looked at me and perhaps he liked the way I dressed, the way I talked, the way I played guitar. Perhaps he liked the way we would go out to eat. Perhaps he liked the way we would play racquetball every once in a while. Perhaps he liked all these things. But perhaps the Word of God in his life, he was not allowing the Word of God. He did not like the Word of God. Hermanos, a veces es fácil de no tener una gusto en la palabra del Señor. Porque a veces la palabra es dura. A veces la palabra es difícil de recibir. No de entender, pero de difícil de recibir. Porque a veces la palabra de Dios dice, hay que amar sus esposas. Y pues los esposos dicen, pues ellas no merecen mi amor. Gente, ideas así, que son de este mundo, pero no son espirituales. Hermanos, tenemos que recibir la palabra y amar la palabra, no los obreros que están en el campo. You know, we are not just to love the people. And it's nice, I try and smell good, I try and dress clean, you know, I try and do what I can do so that perhaps you might receive the ministry of the Word of God. But the reason why I do this is not so that you love me, but so that you would love the Word of God in your life as it begins to grow, as it begins to change, as it begins to do this great work in your life. Don't keep your eye on these people. See, what was happening in the church of Corinth, lo que estaba pasando en esa iglesia, que había un gran maestro en Apolos, había un gran predicador en Pablo. Y algunos que dicen, pues yo soy del Pablo, me gusta más Pablo. El otro, pues no me gusta más Apolos, la manera que él enseña, pues me gusta la manera que él predique. Y había división en la iglesia. Y hermanos, cuando la iglesia está dividida, es imposible de crecer en ese campo. You know that when the church of God is divided among people and you have personalities and you have people following people rather than people following the Lord, the church becomes divided and it is impossible to grow within that field. So Paul writes to the church of Corinthians. He said, listen, who are these people? They're just workers. But he says, listen, don't worry about them. God is at work in you. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God is real. The Word of God wants to do a work in you. Not in your pastor, not in the leaders of the church, not in your neighbor. The Word of God wants to do a work in you. I would not be where I am today if I stayed the same place I was 30 years ago, 34 years ago. Because the Word of God came into my life. I began to say, what is it would take for me to grow? And the Lord said, step out by faith. Do something different. Be obedient to me. Follow me. Look after me. Don't look at people, but you follow me and you go where you want to go. And you go where I'm calling you to go. For that reason, you are here. Perhaps you are here today because someone invited you. Perhaps you are here today. You don't know why you're here. A family or a loved one, he was bringing you, invited you out to lunch afterwards. So I go to lunch, but I'm here this morning. So I'm here today. The Word of God is calling you, and the Word of God has a grip on your life. Do not resist the Word of the Lord. Do not confuse church with the Word of the Lord. Do not conserve pastors and preachers. Do not confuse that with what the Word of God is and what it wants to do to you. See, the Word of God grows with good workers, but more than that, God's Word grows because, why? Because God is at work. Hermanos, la palabra de Dios crezca porque el Señor está haciendo grande y maravilloso por medio de la palabra del Señor. Bueno, ¿sabe usted que todo el mundo y la historia del mundo, los grandes cambios entre las naciones fue por la palabra del Señor? Do you know that the great history, the history of the world, when continents, when empires, when governments are overthrown, it's because of the Word of God? Not because they're angry people, not because that there are wars, not because all, it's because the Word of God is at work. And people either reject the Word of God or they fight against the Word of God and they try and suppress the Word of God, but nothing can stop the Word of God. Even nations crumble and fall around.
Think about that. Remember when Christianity was destroyed and Jesus died on the cross? Remember when the Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans? Remember the Romans came and destroyed absolutely everything, and they thought that they had wiped out Christianity and Judaism, and that the state would become a secular state? Do you remember what happened? All of Rome crumbled, and the Christians who went underground now began to take over the Roman Empire. Do you remember what happened when Russia said that we no longer believe in God, and that we're going to form a Soviet Union and a Soviet state, and the Soviet state developed by man was destroyed, it fell? Do you remember what happened? All the new nations started, and now Christianity is exploding in Russia and the Soviet Union, one of the most fertile places for the Word of God to spread. Cuba is falling. Cuba is breaking apart, this atheistic country. Now, we're experiencing all kinds of evangelical churches growing all throughout Cuba right now. In the same way, in the Muslim countries, people are going underground, reading the Word of God, and even though the buildings fall down, even though the leaders are crucified, and even though the leaders are destroyed, the Word of God stays the same, and the nations crumble, but the Word of God and a new group of people is being raised up. God's Word continues to grow despite you and me, despite the nations, despite history. God is at work. So look at what it says in verse 7. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes it grow. Dice la palabra en versículo 7. Así que no cuenta ni el que siembra ni el que rega, sino solo Dios, quien es Él que hace crecer. Hermanos, Dios está haciendo algo grande en el mundo por medio de su palabra. La problema entre tú y yo es que no estamos cooperando con la palabra del Señor y lo que el Señor está haciendo. What is the Word of God saying? It's saying that God is at work in His Word, and the problem is that you and I are being disobedient to God's Word. We are not following God's Word. We are not being actively engaged and involved in what God's Word is doing. People forget about the Word of God. They turn their back on the Word of God. They ignore the Word of God. They throw away the Word of God. We have over-engorged ourselves on so much junk food, and we have negated the Word of God rather than desiring the Word of God itself. And so we get caught up in the fads and the fancies and all of these things, but we neglect the Word of God. It is only God who makes things grow, and it's only the Word of God in you that grows. So for this reason, we must understand what the Word of God is and allow it to grow and find out why and what is hindering it to grow. It's not the people. It's not that you have bad water or bad workers in your life. That's a good help. The problem is that we are not allowing God's Word to take root, to take charge, and to take control, and to begin to transform those areas, those things of our lives. We have to allow the Word of God to grow us up. You know, the other day we were going through the garage and we were cleaning out all this old stuff, and my son found all the toys that he used to play with when he was just a little kid. And I said to him, hey, you want to take those inside and play with them? He said, why would I want to do that for Dad? These are just toys for me. You know, many of us as Christians are still playing with the toys of our infancy, and we are occupied with all of the toys of our life that keep us busy, and we are not actively engaged in growing the Word of God. No estamos creciendo todavía. Estamos jugando con los mismos juguetes que hemos recibido como niños. Y como un niño usted ha recibido la palabra del Señor, pero no está permitiendo que la palabra crezca en su vida. Permite que la palabra cambie su vida, que nos podemos llegar a un estado de madurez. Pero todavía estamos con los mismos, portando como niños. So we're still acting like children. But the Word of God is at work in your life. Allow the Word of God to change your mind, to change your heart. Allow the Word of God to change the way you think, the way you act, and the way you behave. Permite que la palabra cambie su vida. Because God is up to something good. God is up to something great. When you discover what God is doing, and when you become a part of what the Word of God is doing, there is nothing that can stop you. There is nothing that can hold you back. And people will no longer recognize you, but but they will see that the Word of God is alive in work in your life. Thirdly, God's Word grows because He is building something great. La palabra de Dios crece porque Él está construyendo algo grande. Look what it says in verse 8. The one who plants and the one who waters have only one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service, but you are God's field, and you are God's building. Y el que siembra y el que riega están al mismo nivel, aunque cada uno será recompensado según su propio trabajo. En efecto, nosotros somos colaboradores al servicio de Dios. Y ustedes son el campo de cultivo de Dios, son el edificio de Dios. ¿Qué es el propósito? El Señor está construyendo campos y Él está construyendo edificios. Have you ever driven through a town? You're driving through the town and you see the beautiful fields out there and you say, wow, God has blessed this city with beautiful fields. And you start driving into town and you see all these beautiful buildings, imaginative buildings, beautiful architecture, comfortable places, restaurants, highways, high rises. You see all the beautiful things of the city and you realize that God is up to something great. He is working in this beautiful city. You know that people will come to North Dallas Family Church and they will pull in the parking lot and they will come in. Perhaps they're tired spiritually, they're beat up, they're going through things in their marriage, things in their home, things with their kids, things with their health. And they walk in and they see people full of joy. They see people growing to maturity. They see people excited about what God is doing. They see lives change and transformed. If only they knew where we came from. If only they knew the conditions of our marriages and our lives before. But they come to a city, they come to a field, they come to a place, and they seek refreshment because of what the Word of God is doing. La comunidad está buscando un lugar que pueden recibir el rescate de este mundo, que ellos pueden recibir una bendición de la presencia del Señor. Y ellos pueden ver el edificio, el campo, no el edificio físico, pero el edificio que es tú y yo, la ciudad que Dios está construyendo. Y ellos pueden pasar y ver la hermosura de nuestra ciudad espiritual. Dios está haciendo algo grande. Hermano, no desanimes si todavía tú eres un niño. Todavía usted tiene oportunidades de crecer. Y el Señor está llamando obreros para ayudarte en tu camino, para ayudarte a aprender más de la palabra del Señor. You know that God is raising up leaders and teachers for you to follow, people to encourage you, people that are willing to share and to give, so that way you might receive the nourishment of the Word of God. You see, God's Word grows because He is building something great. But not just here in North Dallas Family Church, not just here in Farmers Branch, Carrollton, but God is at work all over the world. Dios está moviendo sobre todo el mundo. Y Él quiere construir un nuevo lugar. He wants to take a new place, and he's building all over the world. And the nations will crumble, and they will rise, and we'll see the turn of events and things as they unroll, all of human history, all against God's plan. But you know, the greatest work is what He wants to do in you. La obra más grande que el Señor quiere ver es la obra que Él quiere ver en su propio corazón. Just like these plants, they grow from a seed. They begin to transform. They become flowers. They become different colors. And they become so beautiful that the birds will come and rest in their nest, and the birds will come and live with them, and they'll take the pollen and the insects, and all of the world will grow and be blessed because of what of the Word of God is doing. In the same way, the Word of God, when it comes into your life, when it comes into your heart, your spouse will be blessed, your children will be blessed, your boss will be blessed, your job will be blessed, the neighborhood, the neighbors, because what the Word of God is doing in your life. Y así también, hermanos, la palabra como semilla sembrado, cuando comienza a brotar en su vida, su vecino, la familia, todos van a disfrutar de lo que el Señor está haciendo en su vida. Hermanos, don't stay just a hard seed. Don't give so wrapped up in your own life that you do not allow the Word of God to change and transform and to grow and to develop, because God wants to do something great in your life so that He could be a blessing. You might say, well, Pastor Vince, what does it take for this to start in my life? Quizás alguno que dice, pues se oye bien, pastor, pero entonces, ¿qué haré yo para ver esta diferencia y este crecimiento? Do you know what you do? You do like the same thing like when you take medicine. You read the instructions. You say, what I have to do? You take it, and you do what? Absolutely nothing. And you allow that which was now in you to begin taking over and taking charge, and you begin to believe in the doctor, you begin to believe in that medicine, you begin to see what it does to other people's lives, and you begin to get excited, you begin to become part of a family and a movement, and now an organization, and now energy. Why? Because you've done absolutely nothing, and allow that Word of God to begin to work inside your heart and your mind, and exactly where you want it to be. Hermanos, como una buena medicina, usted debe que tomar la palabra del Señor y permite y hacer totalmente nada, nomás confiar en la medicina y el doctor que ha dado esa prescripción. Permite que la palabra comience a brotar. Permite y confiar en el Señor que Él va a hacer algo grande. You know that when you were, it was impossible for you to save yourself, Jesus Christ came to earth and died for you. Fue imposible para ustedes la salvar a sí mismo. Pero Dios mandó su Hijo para morir en tu lugar. Y el Señor quiere hacer algo grande en su vida. De ser un cristiano, es de una persona que solo confía en el Señor por su futuro, aquí en la tierra y también allí en los cielos. A Christian is just someone simply who believes Jesus Christ, that I have a place in heaven, I have a mansion in heaven because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. I have food on my table because of what Jesus Christ has done in me. I have joy with my family because of what God is doing in my life. Yo tengo ese gozo en mi vida por lo que el Señor está haciendo en mi vida. Yo confío que algún día el Señor va a llevar mi alma ahí hasta los cielos. Porque ese fue el propósito de su muerte. Hermano, no batalles contra el Señor. No batalles lo que la palabra está haciendo en su vida. No permite que el 2014 llegue a este año y tú eres el mismo del año pasado. Hermanos, el Señor quiere hacer algo nuevo, quiere compensar y tú y yo, para que nos podamos ver la bendición de la palabra del Señor y que algún día vamos a ser el campo que el Señor quiere ver en nosotros. You know, God wants us, we are His work, He is working in us. And we're going to become the field and the harvest that God wants us to be. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we honor you for your word. Father God, we honor you that you have a purpose and a place and a plan for each and every one of us. Señor, sabemos, Señor, que tú tienes un propósito por cada uno de nosotros. Ayúdanos, Señor, de crecer. Ayúdanos, Señor, de entender lo que tú eres por nosotros. So, Father God, I pray that you would help us, Lord, as we honor you and we honor your word. And so, Lord, we pray that you would receive all of the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together.